Hello, Nestlees.
Hey, what you doing?
Get ready to watch opening day for the Mets.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. All right, well, what's going on? Anything new business-wise?
No, nothing, not too much. Just,
no?
You know, a little bit of Easter stuff.
Yeah, okay. What's
Easter, and then we're gearing up for our Mother's Day push.
Oh, good, 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 good. Right, like the, who's doing your advertising still? Your niece or cousin? What was she again?
She doesn't work here anymore.
She's done.
Yeah, she got a job with a $300 million pool and spa company running their social media.
Oh, beautiful!
Yeah.
Good for her. Good job. Okay.
My website and like all my social media stuff was basically her portfolio, and they loved it, so they hired her.
Oh.
She's wonderful. She's actually better.
So who's doing your website now?
So her name's Liberty. She's young. She's like 21. She's probably better than Carly. Much better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's just... Carly was, you know, my wife's cousin. I've noticed since she was a little girl. When she started working here, it was kind of like we were both doing each other a favor. And we never...
Right.
It was never... I could never get
the best
I needed out of it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So now I have that with Liberty. She's just a super hard worker, and she came in here like it's her real job.
That's awesome.
Working for my cousin.
Right. I got you. Well, that's wonderful. Good. Well, yes, you're doing a good job. I love it.
You know, doing those behind the ring love stories. We've got like 3 recorded already. We're going to launch another one on Saturday, so we've been getting a really big response with those.
Yeah. Good. Good, good, good. Yeah, you should, I mean, continue. You should get more diamond activity, you know?
Yeah, and then we're going to work on doing the fingerprint and the training. That's just...
Yeah,
she's just not,
yeah.
She needs to learn more about, like, I just don't want to push her. Like, I'm letting her find her way, let her use her artistic imprint on the business, and then as she gets more knowledgeable in those things, we'll start to...
Yeah. Gotcha.
I want to use her for is she's going to start taking my virtual appointments.
Okay, cool.
Because with me and the roofing company and my kids' games, I that's the hardest thing for me is to commit.
Yeah, right.
So she's able to.
Right,
so
which is great.
Really pushed out. I need her to just get better on that side of the business, which shouldn't be an issue. You know, she shadows me whenever I'm talking about anything, so.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad. How old is she? Did she just get out of high school or college?
21.
She
took college. She's been loving it. She was a track.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually Pennsylvania's decorated single-A track athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like she's...
Nice.
Yeah, she's a phenomenal athlete. She just doesn't love it anymore, and she moved to Rhode Island, and it just got to be too expensive for her with what she was doing there. And you know, her rent there was $2,500 a month.
Wow.
So, moved home. Carly was leaving. I friends with her dad. Her brother and my kids play sports together.
Mm-hmm.
And we were one day. She said, "If you know anybody who has a job, come up, let me know." And 2 weeks later, Carly said she was leaving, so I called Liberty.
Love it. My God, Liberty, I love that name. I told you before, Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
Love it.
So we're going to, you know.
So are you going to have her do sales eventually or no?
I went to Atlantic City on Wednesday, Thursday, and then I had to go to Penn State for the whole weekend for my boys won the state playoff.
Yeah.
The guy walked in looking to spend about $600-$700, and she ended up selling him $2,500 worth of diamond necklaces.
Ooh.
And the lady came, like, she sells.
That's wonderful. Okay.
I mean, she's a beautiful girl. I mean,
yeah.
She won't have any problems with the guys. And she's the type of, like, she's so cute.
Yeah. Now, do you give her commission on her sales or no?
I take care of her.
You do? Okay. No, I was going to say maybe but like you should, it'll push her to do more, and then obviously, you know.
I bonused her $400
okay.
for doing it when I wasn't here.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I have to take care of the store too. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right. Yeah.
My taking care of her isn't item specific based. It's,
I got you. Okay.
I had a really good 2 weeks. Thank you for your hard work. Here's extra cash.
Right. Yeah. Well, that was nice. Yeah.
You know, so she sells stuff, but sometimes I have so many bills going out, just I have to get some. I don't know. Or you know how it goes. I'm just cash poor. So then when I get cash positive, then I take care of it.
Right. I got you. Good. Good. Well, I'm glad. That's awesome, you know?
Yeah, it's going to really enhance my ability to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Instead of me having less hours of open availability, we'll have more.
Right. So good.
Yeah, so keep an eye out. We'll be doing some more things.
Yeah. All
right. I don't have it right now. That's been quiet. Usually, I'll have an occasional here or there between now and Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
But usually, after Mother's Day.
Yeah, gotcha. Well,
you never know.
You never know, right. You don't know. I mean, you got graduations, engagement coming up. Yeah, lots of things, you know. So.
Right, so I'm going to do, like I said, I'm going to do the push for the fingerprint diamonds and see what
mm-hmm.
I can get from that.
Yep. Good. Okay.
Well,
all right. Yes, I'm glad you're doing well. And as always, if you need something, I'm here.
Okay, absolutely.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Bye.